Is it just me, or do you hear something? Kind of an from American Public Media. This is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Amy Scott, in for Molly Wood. As the amount of data coursing through the internet grows, so does the infrastructure needed to keep all that data flowing. Huge data centers packed with computer servers are popping up around the country, often on what was once farmland. That land is also attractive to housing developers looking to sell the suburban dream. But data centers don't always make good neighbors. Turns out keeping the cloud humming creates a lot of actual humming. Bianca Bosker is a contributing writer for The Atlantic. She wrote about Chandler, Arizona, where a group of neighbors have taken on data center giant CyrusOne. It started with one man named Kartik Talikar.
Trying to fall asleep one night, he just couldn't get over the sound of this somewhere in the distance. And so he began to go on these walks to try and figure out where the noise was coming from. And eventually he did narrow it down to a data center that had actually moved into the neighborhood around the time he did and had been steadily expanding.
And it wasn't the construction noise he was talking about. It was something coming from these data centers. Talk about what is actually making this noise.
It turned out that the noise, this low-grade whine, was actually coming from these chillers that had been set up on the outside of the data center to keep the servers cool. You know, we all hear about our data being stored in the cloud, right? That's such a lovely, kind of elegant euphemism. But in fact, there is a final physical resting place for our online activity, and that's really in data centers. And they're all over the world, they're all over the United States, and there are a lot of them in Arizona. And these servers generate a lot of heat as they work, and so you need chillers, these massive, essentially air conditioning units, to keep them cool.
As more of these data centers sprout up around the country in the same places where subdivisions are being built, do you see companies being required to pay attention to this issue? And how much could that cost, that noise mitigation?
CyrusOne is going to be spending, I believe, around $2 million to execute this noise mitigation. They have pledged to wrap all of the chillers that are there now and any that will be built with this sound insulating material that they say will help dampen the noise. And I have to imagine that other companies that may be building data centers will take this more into account as they expand. I think what's interesting, though, is that they don't really show any signs of slowing down. I mean, it doesn't seem like our online activities are slowing down. And so in some ways, this is our noise. We are all in some ways responsible for the nightmare scenario that the neighbors have found themselves in.
Bianca Bosker is a contributing writer at The Atlantic. Her story, Why Everything is Getting Louder, is online now and appears in the November issue of the magazine. And now for some related links. Bianca's story talks about the health risks of noise pollution, which can include headaches, difficulty sleeping, poor digestion, depression, and anxiety. One study found that people exposed to even white noise were more likely to, quote, zap fellow subjects with electric shocks. There's a reason the military sometimes uses loud music as a weapon. But good luck getting any help from the feds with your noise complaints. Congress passed a Noise Control Act in 1972, only to defund its implementation in the early 80s. We've got a link to the full story at marketplacetech.org. I'm Amy Scott, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.